It's a little cup of tea show. I've got a cup of coffee. Olivia Graham has got a cup of water. And we're going to talk again about the Missing Madonna, but I want to talk a bit more in depth because you did obviously a thing with Neil where you talked about how, you know, it came about and things like that. And we'll run a little bit through that, but I'm interested to get a bit more into the show this time and also a little bit on what's happened after. But first of all, thanks for coming in, Olivia.
No, thanks for having me. It's so nice. I was saying just before, I went with the water because it's just strange not to be like, yeah, go ahead, I'll have a beer.
Yeah, you normally, yeah.
Doing this in the morning.
It's cute. But we're here. It is AM, so we are on, normal drinks, soft drinks, hot drinks. But I do want to talk about, yeah, as I said, like a little bit, there is going to be spoilers. So if you've not listened to the Missing Madonna yet and you're one of the few people in the country / world who hasn't, stop this, listen to that. You'll thank me later. And then Chris will also come back to this because there will be spoilers because I do want to get into it. But I don't want to repeat too much on what you did with Neil because I know there's people who watch and listen to everything and yay yous. But for those who maybe have been living under a rock, by Vampire Rap and BBC Rock, it's all about a story about your dad who got involved in a missing painting and recovering a missing painting that had been effectively stolen from an art gallery. Well, a house in Scotland.
Yeah, a castle. Yeah,
a semi-detached thing.
So it is a story that happened about 15 years. I'm so bad with dates, by the way. Don't good job. About. I've got had a whole team being like that. We've just made that up. Yeah, so it's about something that happened, yeah, like 15 years ago where my dad, business fella, just doing whatever he could to make money, basically, started a private investigation firm, which now, like then I was like, yeah, my dad's a private investigator. Now I'm like, yeah, that is mad. Do you know what I mean? That is mad that this fella from Kirby was like, yeah, and I'll get a camera and a briefcase.
I mean, there's a lot about your dad that's cracking, isn't there? Yeah. And I mean that with love because you do like end up you're obviously he's your dad, you obviously love him, but when you're listening, you become so fond of him because he is so like charming. But I mean, he sounds as mad as a box of frogs.
Literally. Yeah. And I think that's because everyone's like, well, what? He was a private, what? Like,
but he also had a pub.
Yeah, he had four boozers. Which also just one day, like I was in primary school and it was like, oh yeah, we're getting on at Walton Vale, we're turning a camera shop or a farm. I can't remember what it was. I think turning that into a pub or whatever, a wine bar they called it, because it was like
classic.
Yeah,